You're listening to WAER News on WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. An investment of $315 million in downtown Syracuse construction projects, the addition of 440 new hotel rooms within 3 years, and a thriving arts, entertainment, and sports scene are all positive signs of downtown's resurgence. WAER's John Smith reports a progress breakfast on the city's economic accomplishments was held on Thursday morning at the On Center.
Business owners representing retail, sports marketing, and unique cuisine shared how their businesses are thriving from the investments. The founder of the Dinosaur Barbecue, John Stage, says he noticed downtown really changing about 10 years ago.
It felt like things were happening, but what's happening right now is maybe unprecedented in Syracuse of people living exactly in the downtown core. Because, man, oh, man, it was a ghost town for many years. And when I first did this, people were like, no one will ever go downtown to eat. But, hey, things change. It's just very exciting right now to see what's happening.
Stage opened a second restaurant, A Pizza, nearly a year ago. In downtown city center, the closed Hotel Syracuse proved challenging for the owner of the Changing Room Boutique on South Warren Street about 4 years ago. Kathy Morris credits the reopening of the Marriott and other positive signs to her success.
Companies are moving into the gallery, which is rapidly filling up. The continued expansion of residential buildings like Merchant Commons and the Icon Towers has helped to make Warren Street more vital and exciting.
The 24th season of Syracuse Crunch Hockey is also bringing visitors downtown. Vice President Vance Lederman says fans travel from outside of the Syracuse area to attend games.
People know about us. It's not just here in Syracuse. I think we've created a big market team with a small market feel. You know, I think the market is very proud to have this team here. We're proud to be here.
Lederman says people doubted launching a hockey team in Syracuse would ever become successful. The Progress Breakfast was hosted by the Downtown Committee and Eric Mower and Associates. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.